Dear brothers and sisters, man body is considered to be the most golden opportunity that we have got. All scriptures have spoken very highly of it. And in scriptures, who are speaking? The masters of the past. They say it is a golden opportunity. Why? Because we can know God in this man body alone, and no other body. Fortunately, we have got the man body. We are all sitting here. Some 20, 15, 20, 30, 40, 60, 70 years old people. We have to consider calmly whether we have really known God. If so, we are fortunate, most fortunate. We have joined for that purpose in the various schools of thought, and we are bearing their labels. Some of Hinduism, some Christianity, some Sikhism, some Mahayanism. That shows we have joined those schools of thought. The main purpose was, or is even now, to know God. And to know God, we must know ourselves. As I explained to you last night, there are teachers and teachers. And also the word master is there. So master, what does specially mean by a master? So I explained to you last night that master is one in whom God is manifest. His word made flesh and dwelt amongst us. As the highest aim of a man body is to know God, and to know God first, we must know ourselves. Because God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, by the mind or intellect. So it is soul, the conscious entity, which is of the same as that of God. When we know Him, only then we will be able to know God. So first question arises, to know oneself, and all masters of the East and West gave out. Well, there are Greek philosophers, or Latin philosophers, or Persian philosophers, or others of the East. They all said the same thing, man know thyself. So to man know oneself is not at the level of feelings, not drawing inferences. They are both subject to error. Seeing is above. So it is knowing oneself means we are conscious entities, but we are now identified in mind and outgoing faculties so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. We cannot differentiate ourselves, discriminate ourselves from the body and outgoing faculties. So it is a practical question, how to rise above body consciousness. And know oneself and know God. So master is meant, you see, teachers are meant in all subjects which pertain to the outgoing faculties, mind or intellect. So the word religion means ring is back, lead you to bind. To bind, first know ourselves and bind ourselves to the oversoul of God. The one who is adept in that science, who knows himself, who knows God, he is aware of God all around him, within him and below him and above him, and make others give way up to have some experience of their self by raising them about body consciousness and giving me contact with the God, the expression power, which is God world, the outer aspects of which are light and sound. God is light and God is sound, the meaning of the spheres. So the master is meant for one who is aware of this world also, knows our condition where we are passing through this world, and his body appears to be on earth guiding us, but he is the mouthpiece of God. He speaks as inspired by God. They are the mouthpiece of God. And he sees God everywhere and opens our inner and single eye to see the light of God. So masters, when they come, they give us this demonstration how to rise above body consciousness, how to know ourselves, and we begin to see God. Not in the eyes of flesh and bones, but that the single eye within you, the third eye, latent eye, achieve nature within you, which opens only when you withdraw your attention from all outside, rise above body consciousness to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. We are at the time of death, soul is withdrawn. When man dying, his eyes are upward, eyeballs, back the eyes. So he is competent to give you this demonstration after how to have that. So where the world philosophies end, there religion starts. So master is meant specially for such a person who has solved the mystery of life and also enables us to solve the mystery of life. As he sees, you begin to see. That is why Christ said, I have come to make those people see, those see who do not see, and those who see, they may be blind. What does it mean? We have to withdraw our attention from all outside. So long as our attention is outside, we see the outside. When it is withdrawn from outside, you do not see. It is all darkness. When you close your eyes, it is darkness. When you withdraw your attention from all outside and drive it whole attention within you, then you see light. So it is said in Quran that God made man, he was sent to the world and filled his eyes and filled his ears. When they come, such master comes, are sent down to the world for the guidance of child humanity, they come up, they break the seals. When we come to him, we are, spiritually speaking, blind. The word blind does not mean those who have got no eyes on the forehead, but whose inner eye is not open. So when their soul or their attention is withdrawn from all outside, completely at the feet of soul at the back of the eyes, the demonstration on which given by him to whosoever who comes to him now devotion and love. Those are hungry, they food for the hungry. Those are thirsty, they water for the thirsty. So, by God's grace, who is an object for that, naturally such masters do appear. Guru appears when the kale is ready. When fire burns, oxygen comes to help, and also. When the child is born, nature provides milk and mother before birth. That's the law of nature. So when you meet such a master, you go to him, he gives him something to start with. It is just like a man comes up who gives a talk on the business lines, principles, very wonderful talk he does with all his informative talk. Those who are attending his talk have got no money to with them to start with. Your talk will not help them because they have got no money. If you are so long with your talk, you give him some capital to each one, then your talk is all right. Perhaps you then give the parable of one landlord giving some talents to one in his 50, 40, the other 20, the third 10. Then after some time, the master or the landlord came back, inquired with that man whom he had given 40. He said he had made 80 now. Second one who had 20, he said he had made 40 now. The third one who had 10, he had made 20 now. And the one who had 5, he asked, what have you done? He said, I kept it secret. So masters do give something to start with. Of course, that depends on the background of each man. Some are ready, some are more ready, some have got their background also, and those some are new, start afresh now, they are more sincere, more regular. So masters give to all alike the same teaching, the same explanation, how to rise above body consciousness, how to open the inner eyes. Some capital is given at the very outset, some more, others less. These are the teachings given by the word of mouth. You see, one third of all teachings is given by the word of mouth and two-thirds by receptivity. So unless you have got veneration, devotion for the master, unless you become receptive, heart to heart, you cannot have the two-thirds of the teachings which are still awaited. So devotion and love is one which can afford us the receptivity. In love and devotion, you see, all duality is gone. It is sold, what's that? Auto source is stuck on anything that makes that into two parts. In love is such a soul which is stuck between two hearts, they make two into one. I and my father are one. So love and devotion means whole attention. Devotion also means the same thing. With veneration to the one who has given you some capital, a wonderful capital, which nobody can give on earth. It's God's grace working through the master, that gives some capital within you already, you testify that it is so. You have not to wait for that for years till the end of the world. They give you demonstration something to start with. Again I will say, this is one third by word of mouth. So receptivity to do it, to have two thirds of the remaining teaching by heart, by receptivity. You know, Christ said very clearly, I am the vine, thou art the branches. So long as the branches are embedded in the tree, the vines, they bear forth abundant fruit. Those branches which are cut off from the vines, they bear no fruit. You read the Bible like that, isn't it? What does it mean? So you are fully devoted. There remains no gap between you and the Master, the God in Him. So you get the other two-thirds of the teaching that you have to give, which cannot be given by word of mouth. So do practices without love or devotion. Do not carry substantial affection, the two-third part of it which is remaining. It is something, by the example you know, one painter of some other country came to a country, he appeared before the king of that place and told that I have a wonderful art of painting, you would allow me to work on that for your presentation, we will show it. And the king agrees, all right, they allot it to such a big hall, one side, one hall of you, one wall of the hall was allotted to him, all of you go on your painting on that. And the other painters of his country only, they also came up. The king, we also know this art, will you also permit us to show us? All right, then this one curtain was laid in the middle of the hall. One side, those began to work, those who came from the other country, and others of the same country began to go on painting what they had. So king was coming to visit those things. You could see those who had come from outside, they were doing something. They were painting flowers and this and that. When he saw the other side of his own country, they were not clear. Wall was white, wall was nothing, no painting. When the time was over, those who came from the other country, they reported our painting ready for examination. Will you kindly come and see? King did go and saw the painting were wonderful, very wonderful. Then the other side, you kindly visit our God too. At the heart of heart, he knew that we have done nothing. He had been watching all that. But when the curtain was taken out, to the great astonishment of the king, he saw the same paintings on the opposite side of the same, which are done by hand. There are still little spots left with the hair there, but even that was not in the reflection on the other side. He asked, what have you done? Sir, we have done nothing. How did you know when two men there are working at what you say? Both competition. Imagine one would not like to show his art to the other, isn't it? But saying now the same thing, those they had on the one wall, the same thing on the other, and more clear. They asked you, what have you done? Sir, we have done nothing. Then after all, we have been rubbing the wall all the time, so much so that it could reflect what is appearing. You follow? So master and disciple, then nothing remains between the master and the disciple is one with the master. This reflection, I tell you, is had only by the receptivity. I sent one circular on receptivity, how it is dwelt. When nothing remains between you and the master, then that receptivity dwells. Even on the, what is of your own existence, you forget it. I am crucified in Christ. This is something, phenophysia in Persian word. They appear to be two, as Kabir said, in the words of the people, we appear to be two. But it is those who have not met any master. Those who have mastered the see the same master within the same man. This is what is meant by Christ when he said, I am divine, thou art the God. So long as you remain abandoned to me, you will bear forceful fruit. This emotion, this receptivity, when man dwells, he becomes two in one and one two. Shaman Subhadev tells us, O Master, let me become a body and you my soul. You be in me, I may in you, may be in you. So the people need not say, but I am other one than you are. I am the same as you are. So this is called Guru Bhakti, devotion to the Master. This is dwelt only your love for the Master. And when you have love for the Master, then nothing remains between him and you. Love unifies. And I just give you an example. Love is a soul which is stuck between two hearts, then make them one. So love and devotion is more necessary, I would say. By that you get something unpowered, I would say. And this thing itself is given by the to whom who are receptive. So those who have been initiated, they should be regular. And also their mind is attached to outside things. When you want to go to him, he wants, the God wants you to come all alone. And don't bring your children or your body even with you. You forget your body. When two men are sitting in love, you see, absorbed, do you feel anything of their own self? They are locked. They are absorbed. Outer ego of the physical body is locked. This is what is to be dwelt, to have the full benefit of the Master teaching. He is God in man, and wishes to make you God in man, and man in God. Every king wants his son to be a king, not a minister. Is it not? So every saint who gives you something on the way, master into definition of the world as I explained you last night and now even I put you in few words, they had become the heir, the whole what the master has, the God is. And master has the power to give God as a gift. Do you see any other man give such a gift? He makes you, convinces you said, very light within you. My way of living has been, whenever I hear about some so-called guru nowadays, I do go and meet him and only hear them what he is saying. Once night I had been to someone, he was being very, very long talk. I sat behind and somebody told it about me that he is there. He began to give talk, look at what is inside, it's all darkness, it is all flesh, it is all the inner, you see, filth, what is in there. If you want to see some consciousness the outside, he went along like that. So poor fellows whose inner eyes are not open, they are not to blame. God has not descended in grace, condescended to grace to them. You are fortunate. You have had that privilege. You have seen something of the way, not all. Not even the one third of what you have to give. You see? Diaries are meant for that. To drive away all thoughts of otherness from within you. We have those thoughts of the outward enjoyments. Maybe of the eyes, maybe of the ears, maybe of the nose, tongue, or physical contact. When nothing remains there, then you are left all alone. All impressions of the past, which are embedded in the subconscious reservoir of mind, those are cleared. And further, when you judge the certainty, the very idea of your being is also consumed in the fire of love. Quran says, love is such a fire which consumes everything except the beloved for whom it got that love. So this is the way of love, without which you cannot have the full teachings, demonstration, what the master wants to give his disciple. You remember? There's a player who are innocent. May I quote you one example of that? Guru Ram Das was there. His name was Jethaji. He came to the master, Guru Amar Das. Generally when the master leaves the body, there are so many people anxious to be mastered after them. Not one, many. Everybody in his mind of mind says, I must become a master. He acts and poses in so many ways so that he may draw the attention of the master. But master sees your heart, not your acting and posing. So what he did, he asked all those who came to him, all right, raise these platforms here. So many feet wide, so many long, so many deep. They started, you see, what are the masters generally people do away, in the beginning at least. They started raising the platforms. When they are ready, this earth is no good, you see. Demolishing brings earth from there, that's a good earth. Again they started raising the platform. When they were ready, again they were examined by the master. That's all they want. So what was the master thinking? How much color of the mind, how much ego he has lost, how far he has succeeded in such surrender and devotion. So what did he do? He gave him his own place. He became the fourth guru. You follow me? This is meant by the word love, love is devotion. It so happened in the time of the tenth guru. He asks all right to recite this one Japji Japi. It is a condensed view of the whole six scriptures. It begins small, some few pages. He asks his followers to look at who recites this Japji without any foreign thought in coming within. Whole attention in that scripture, that portion of the scripture. Not mind not running away anywhere. I'll give him something which is very unusual. So one man started going on quite with single minded attention, he was going on and reached till the just till the end of that scripture. He thought, I've done very good, I've done all this very single minded attention. One bad day, one man brought a raven heart and thought his master will give me that raven heart. The master gave him, or I have that raven heart. He told him, look here, you're going on singing mandatory, I had a mind to give you my own place, and you want it on your heart. So masters come to make you like themselves. Any king would not like his son to be a minister. He would like each of his sons to become king. That is why I tell you, you see, you become ambassadors, of course. But it will have only your God-loving devotion. By that only you will be able to dwell receptivity, and you will have everything, the whole of the master within you, without earning for it. That is your gift from God. And who is given that? Who is selected by God. It is not by voting that man can become a president or a priest or a prime minister. So every saint has his past and every sinner his future. Guru Amar Das, when he had that privilege, so all masters receive their selfless service, their loving devotion, entitled him for that job. They are chosen by God, you see, to carry out that work. And when he had, after 70 long years, met the second guru, he had that awakening, that higher bliss, he said, well, oh man, we would just like you somewhere. We were like you someday under the control of the outgoing faculties, drenched in the poison of the outgoing faculties. Now we have risen above it with the grace of God working through the Master. So there's hope for everybody. We have been given something which will lead you to sainthood. Now the only thing required is what? If you really love the Master, what Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. 100%. And that alone, commandments won't do. There should be no, there should be complete self-surrender. That will come up only by loving devotion. You dwell receptivity. By that. When the subject becomes, the whole thing reflected on the other side without any blemish. You follow me? What is meant by loving devotion? You should remain embedded in the Master. You will bear forth full fruit. These things are explained, you see. Khusrav. In the East, Master says the disciple should we enter the sepulcher of the master's body. He should be one, not two. He sees only one, he hears only one, no duality left whatsoever. So this is the feat of loving devotion. If you want to derive the full benefit of the man body, then you will have that thing, of course. At least to start with, we should know how to leave the body. These outer things are only temporarily given. This man body, which is the first companion that has come along with you when entering the world, when you leave the world, this won't go along with you. How can you ever dream that other things which have been with you will go along with you? That is why Christ said, lay thy treasures in heaven where no moth eats. When you rise above body consciousness, your love for the master, such a soul will never return. The more you learn here, advance here, there are so many planes. On your fourth plane here, you go after that direct to the fourth plane. You are third, then you go to third. You are second, you go to second. And you are only rising above body consciousness. Even then, you won't come back to the earth if you've got loving devotion for the master. You dwell further in those planes. And so much so that even those who are related to you by blood, they are also cared for. How great privilege you have got to have a living master. So loving devotion is the keynote to success in the spiritual world. Even in the outer subject too, when you are totally given up to the teacher, he loves you. He gives you all secrets of the heart to you, you see. But in the other line too, you see, loving devotion in the beginning, also in the middle, and ultimately you absorb yourself. So those who have been put on the way, give something to start with. Don't first keep commandments 100%. So you have been given the water of life and the bread of life, that the food of the soul. When soul becomes strong, a strong man's horse will carry away in the broken carriage. So please, with the word of mouth, try it. To have the other two-thirds of the teachings, which will be had by developing receptivity, by being embedded in the master, as I gave a parable like that. So all the man, one who remembers his master, you see, by thinking him so much so, as you think so he becomes, as you think so you become. This is the keynote of all success, further development, and to be one with God.
You've just been...
Take it there.
We just had such a wonderful talk from our great master and love and devotion. Time stands still in the master's presence.
All right. You're welcome.
What you want. He brings down to us knowledge of the beyond, and in His presence,
no,
we get an inkling of what it's like, truly, the paradise on earth He brings down for us.
So Satan, single-minded attention towards God, and forgot everything in the fire of love for God, so that only the God remains and everything is burnt away. This is meant by devotion, you see. This is meant by. Now you may have some time if you like. How many minutes?
Silence.
Seven? What? All right, sit down please. Intrigue, remembrance of God within you. And single-minded attention withdrawn from all outside, only one target before you. You should be absorbed in that target so much so that you forget your own self. Sit down please.
Discourse here at 7 p.m. here at the Unity Center. Those who have already accompanied the Master on the earlier part of this tour and have had plenty of opportunity to have his darshan and to see him will be requested to go downstairs, down below, and sit down there in meditation. There will be, his voice will be piped over the sound equipment. This will be because last night about over 100 people had to be turned away. There wasn't enough room and it was a larger hall than this. So you can imagine what may be the condition tonight. So those who haven't had an opportunity or who are from Vancouver and those who are new, please come up here. Others, go downstairs. We'll need about 10 people
at the door.
I think it will be hard, you know, let everybody come down here.
We'll get as many as possible in here. I don't know how many this can hold.
No, no, I think those who have seen, they can all sit down in the front and all else will be for the new people, you see. Instead of depriving them and putting them in the cellar.
Well, what else is it? Don't talk, this is for consolation. All right, those who come, give them cares to sit, you mean? Then others will sit other places. Wherever they can come around here.
Some people sit down here.
Yes, they can sit down.
Yeah, they can sit down here. So I don't want that anybody should be deprived of the Master's darshan.
And if you wish, you should see. Come
then give room for the new gentlemen who had no time, did not see them.
Yes, and those who have been falling, they have left their hearts and home, wife and parents. So I think, you know, that they should be also. He is the Master wherever he goes.
Newcomers should have the priority as Master.
But you can manage one way, that always done. Right here in the front.
Well, they are sitting already, they can sit on the platform.
They also, I think, we have our many group leaders, they have not been even introduced.
Yes.
At least I should work. I would like to introduce them. So they have been traveling with us. Mr. Ringle is here?
Yeah.
Yes. He's our group leader from New York. Mr. and Mrs. Russell Perkin are there. So please stand up and be recognized. They are running a beautiful ashram called Sant Bani Ashram there. And Patty Shiflet is the manager there. Will you please stand up? Thank you very much. And Nina Gitaina. Gitaina, who is running a Master's own ashram called Kripal Ashram in Worcester, Vermont. She is also a very silent worker and always sits behind. So I would like her to please stand up and be recognized. Also, we have been honored by the visit of Lucille Gunn, our group leader from Los Angeles. She had been to India many times, and still she was in Washington and so forth. Also, I think Mr. Ivor Krohn is also from Rochester, somewhere here. Mr. Krohn?
No.
Not?
No, he didn't
come. Oh, I see. Also, Mr. and Mrs. Hastings from Boston.
They are group leaders?
Yes, sir. Yeah. We are assistant group leaders here, sir.
Yes.
Also, if anyone else there, I would like to wash their feet and they should be stand up.
All right. There is also Richard Bargan and his wife, who are the Master's representative in Edmonton. Could they please also stand up? They're doing a very good job there in Edmonton. There's also Steve and Jean Alvin from Powell River.
Better let them send all the group leaders at once.
Woody Ensminger from Victoria. And Jim Green from Port Hardy, leading a group there in Port Hardy.
So all the group leader and others may kindly sit on the stage, and all others who are following, so the whole hall will be for the newcomers. So thus there will be accommodation for everyone. So anyone is left out, please stand up.
You also introduce yourself. He's our representative.
Oh, Mr. Connor. And Mrs. Connor.
You forgot. And his wife works.
And also we miss Mr. and Mrs. Sreen. They have gone to California.
They are waiting for us there. They are waiting for us there.
Yes, they are waiting for us there. And many of my co-workers are working, Ms. Maud Freeman and others. They are all traveling with the great master, which is a great honor. And this is a lifetime chance, one should not miss it. So thank you very much. So kindly see us at 7 o'clock right here. And all are welcome. I don't want anyone should be deprived of the master's physical presence, you see.
But only that will come with those who are old, seen enough, they should give place it to the newcomer.
Yes, yes. Yeah. They give enough space for the people, you see.
There will be some important announcements made after the last few weeks.
Well, you can read the notes, just no see. Is there any continuation there?
It's still a swearing here. She presented some flowers to the master. Is she here, please? Is still a swearing here? She's not here. Applications for initiation. Instead of giving them to me today and tomorrow, it's been changed. Please hand them in at 8 a.m. on Saturday. Saturday morning, here. Initiation will take place here in this hall on Saturday morning. So hand them in by that time. If you have not yet applied for initiation, I will be here after Master leaves, and I can give you the application, but first of all, I'd like to ask you some questions if this has already not been done. There are certain prerequisites for initiation. That's basically
tomorrow, Mr. Khanal, so you will talk at 1 o'clock.
Mr. Khanal will be giving a talk here.
I will be going with the great master to see the land, but yes, if anyone wants to come on first floor in the conference room, which can hold about 150 people, so all those who are seeking initiation, I'll be very glad to talk with them, say between 9 to 10.
Okay. Tonight?
Tonight and tomorrow also. And they will have Master Darshan as well as any clarification they want.
Tomorrow there will be a visit with the Master to the ashram site in Surrey, which is about a 45-minute drive. The map is on the schedule, which should be available at the back. There are a lot of people, most people, I think, have the schedules already. If you do not, you can get one at the back. That will be, we'll be leaving here about 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
All right.